Welcome to the She Did It Her Way podcast, a collective of interviews with top female entrepreneurs from around the globe who have done it their way. These women are disruptors, savvy, courageous, confident, innovative, decisive, unconventional, and humble. Our ladies have proven business models, have taken risks, and have failed only for success to follow. Join us as they share their stories, behaviors, habits, mindset, thought processes, and what it is like to be a woman who means business. And now, here's your host, Amanda Bolin.
Hey, She Did It Her Way podcast listeners. Welcome back to another episode of the She Did It Her Way podcast. Actually, today is a solo cast, and I am sharing the 5 reasons why I believe that burnout can actually be a good thing. Now, hear me out. First of all, I'm in no way saying that we should strive for burnout or that we need to be in a burnout state all the time. What I am saying, though, is that we can talk about how being burned out can actually teach us lessons on how to avoid being burned out in the future to help grow our business and to move our business forward. So being burned out, what is it? Is that it takes a more energy to be present. Burnout looks like when we get short or have a little attention span or we find ourselves under stress. We might not get enough sleep. We get cranky. We start taking things out on those around us. We start getting frustrated with ourselves. We feel overwhelmed, all that good stuff in which I think we all can agree on that we've experienced burnout before as well. And how it happens is different from person to person. And why does it happen, again, varies from person to person. So 5 reasons why I believe burnout can be a good thing. I'm going to start with that. It shows us what we really, truly value. Part of being burned out is feeling as if we're overwhelmed and feeling like we don't have enough hours in the day to accomplish what we need to get done because we're constantly moving in and out of one task and also taking care of everyone else's needs and things that need to get done. And this is where we can really start to notice the things that don't truly excite us. Because in the midst of everything we need to get done, we start realizing the things that we actually don't want to do. And when those moments arrive, we have to figure out if that task that we are doing is a necessary task that we keep on our plate or if it can be eliminated or delegated in the future. So for example, overcommitting yourself to social events in 1 week. Again, this depends from person to person, but for some people, if they overcommit too much and have too many social things on their plates, such as myself, it can overwhelm me and sometimes take away from the things that I actually need to be doing in order to move my business forward. And so this might not be able to be delegated necessarily, but we can ask ourselves, what triggered us to commit to an event in the first place? And then how can we set boundaries moving forward? And that might be only allowing ourselves to do 1 social event a week for the sake of protecting our calendars and protecting our own individual energy so that we can be the best version of ourselves. So that's 1. 2 is when we live the experience of being burned out, or aka hot mess, whatever you'd like, we experience what we don't like and this discomfort of procrastinating, discomfort of being overwhelmed, discomfort of overcommitting, being stressed out, that we can begin to look for those things that cause discomfort, aka pain in this case, and leverage it to help make smarter choices in the future. So for example, and I've talked about this before with Tony Robbins, and how he says that as humans, we either do things to avoid pleasure to avoid pain or to gain pleasure. So an easy example that I can use right now is that let's say it's Friday night and your friends are going out and you really want to go out with them. And you know that you have an early a.m. wake up call on Saturday because you have a commitment, something that you previously committed to. And knowing that if you go out Friday night and have a few drinks, it's going to be painful to wake up and feel the best version and feel alive and awake and not cranky on Saturday. So you essentially recognize that by going out Friday is going to cause pain Saturday morning, and you realize that it's just not worth that pain. So you are avoiding pain in this situation and you're ultimately gaining pleasure. Another example is a friend of mine is gluten intolerant. And so she knows that she can have gluten if she chooses to do so, but there will be consequences and pain of discomfort on the other end. So she actually uses it to gain pleasure and to avoid gluten in that situation. And talking about being burned out, recognizing those things that burn us out. So procrastination is another great example. We procrastinate if we know that we don't need to do something for it's a month away. We will constantly procrastinate. Maybe not all of us, maybe just some of us, maybe just myself in times. But if I know I have a month to do something, I might not start feeling the anxiety or the pressure until the week before it's due. Now, if I'm smart about this, I should be able to take that experience and that pain and that anxiety of me feeling that and use that experience and that emotion so that the next time when I come to a place where I have a deadline, I actually use that as motivation to get done before the actual deadline itself. Hey guys, and I want to take a quick moment and give a massive thank you to this podcast episode's sponsor, which is HelloFresh. If you guys heard me share and talk about HelloFresh in the past, you know that I absolutely love HelloFresh. It is a meal kit delivery service that makes cooking more fun so you can focus on the whole experience and not just the final plate. And I love it because the recipes are interactive enough where I can learn how to cook and continue those things forward when I go to make my own meal. It's also each week, HelloFresh creates a new delicious recipe with step-by-step instructions designed to take around 30 minutes for everyone from novices to seasoned home cooks, short on time, which is time is another massive thing that I love is because especially when I'm traveling and I come home, I can easily have it delivered so that when I get home, I don't even have to think about what I'm going to make for my meals. And as well, it's less than $10 a meal, which is awesome as well. So if you've never tried HelloFresh, you can head on over to HelloFresh.com and then enter promo code on the way out for your checkout is HerWay30. So again, HelloFresh.com, HerWay30. And if it's your first time, you can get $30 off your first order. And so the third thing is that if you're like me and think that you can do it all, the realization that you can't do it all, and quite frankly, nor should you try to do it all, can be painful yet really rewarding. Because when you start practicing to be able to delegate, practicing saying politely like thanks but no thanks and protecting your calendar, you start to find that you have a lot more mental space to not only think but physically and literally breathe. There has been a point in the past 6 to 9 months where I had physically felt suffocated with so much that was going on and I was overwhelmed and I was burned out that I had to physically start delegating and also politely turning down events because I knew that it would cause me to be overwhelmed. And ultimately, we have to protect our calendar and do what's right so that we can not only protect our calendar, but protect our business and the growth of our business and learning to relinquish control for the sake of something to get done because done is better than perfect. It comes with outsourcing, which is something that I know as entrepreneurs, we sometimes struggle with letting go, but also knowing that done is better than perfect and being able to coach along the way so that we can free up our time. But ultimately going back is saying that we don't have to do it all, my friends. We definitely don't have to do it all. We don't have to say yes to everything. We don't have to do every single piece in our business. We can relinquish control. We can politely say no and really leverage the fact of knowing that by us creating space in our calendars is going to make us be a better person. Again, this is not for everyone. Some people thrive in an environment where it is go, 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 back to back. And if that's the case, kudos and definitely take that and know that about you so that you can continue building that into your schedule so that you can thrive. And also know if you're on the other side where you need that space in order to thrive, that's okay too. And so the fourth thing is knowing what systems to implement. I always recognize that when I feel burned out, I start noticing all the things, like I said in the beginning, that I don't want to be doing and the little tasks that I'm constantly doing over and over in my business, really become magnified because I start to resent them in some fact because I'm like, I don't have time to be doing this. And so when I'm in this overwhelm burnout phase, that's when I really start to know, okay, as I move through this, I need to make a plan to start either stop doing those things, or I need to find a way to delegate and outsource these things. And I've talked about using Asana as a project management tool and breaking down systems and then being able to ultimately delegate those systems in order to get time back on my side and then to also grow my business. Okay, and the fifth and final thing is planning ahead and knowing when there are going to be those burnout moments or when they might actually happen on your schedule. So start by looking at a month out and then a quarter out, because when you can look out ahead and see what's on the horizon, you can start building in your calendar and putting things in place that you know you have commitments to, and then leveraging those commitments to protect the rest of your time in your calendar so that you can get the things done that you need to get done and know how you can navigate the rest of your time. So by knowing this ahead of time, you can make smarter decisions today. And for example, I know for the rest of the year, November and December, I have a pretty intensive travel schedule with 2 trips to Spain, 1 speaking engagement in LA, and then that between a Thanksgiving holiday going back to Iowa to and from for Thanksgiving and then Christmas, I know that I need to plan in massive downtime, rest, sleep, and the gym in order to feel like myself. And this is something that I used to give very little weight to or energy or thought to, because I used to think, again, like I could do it all. But I know based on that experience that stuff can overwhelm me and I don't need to do it all. And I also need to protect that time and not become in a stressed out mode for those people that are around me, like my husband, my family, and my employees. And then also more importantly to myself, because I know that I am not the best version of myself when I get overwhelmed as well. So to recap, the 5 reasons why I believe burnout can be a good thing is 1, it shows us what it is that we really value and brings to surface. 2, we can start to leverage the avoidance of pain or gaining pleasure in our favor. 3, we can identify where we need to cut back and again, what we truly value and how we can be most productive and the best version of ourselves. And 4, it shows us what simple systems to implement. And 5, it also motivates us to plan for future moments in order to avoid being burnt out and ultimately taking care of ourselves first. So I hope you guys enjoyed this solo cast. I can't believe it is the last episode or podcast episode of the month of October. And next time we chat, it will be November, which is pretty crazy. I hope that you guys are having a fantastic day. And I will chat with you Thursday.
Thanks for tuning in to the She Did It Her Way podcast. Did you like this episode? Head on over to iTunes.com to leave us a rating and a review. We would love to hear from you. And don't forget to check out SheDidItHerWayPodcast.com, where you can subscribe to our email list so you can receive the inside scoop on our latest episode released each Monday. Now, do us a favor and go make it a great week.